Hello, everyone. It's time for Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, guys. I'm Pauline. Are you good with computers? Today's topic is technology.
And the title of our lesson is To Pay or Not to Pay. To Pay or Not to Pay. So, what did we learn yesterday?
Tina's computer won't work. It has ransomware on it. First, you must pay someone. Then you might get your computer files back.
Ooh, might? That doesn't sound good at all. That sounds like a real headache. Well, let's find out about today's story. Here's our Read It with Pauline.
Everyone is discussing Tina's problem. James thinks everyone needs to be diligent. Everyone should back up their computer files and not open strange email attachments. It is horrible that people make money from ransomware. Susie feels bad because Tina has lost her files. Maybe they can help her pay. But James and Taylor think they shouldn't pay dishonest people.
I know I have been saying this a lot lately, but poor Tina.
Yes, but now the whole office is involved.
But we can still be learning English today. Don't worry, friends. I'm sure that we will learn some helpful words about computers today as well.
And we can talk about this topic, ransomware, too. This is happening around the world more and more often.
So let's go to our teacher, Christina, with those key words. Hi, Christina.
Hello, Tina的电脑中毒了。大家都在讨论这件事。Everybody is discussing the problem. 动词 discuss 就是讨论、谈论。James 是建议大家平常要勤劳一点，定期给电脑档案做备份，这样子万一中毒的话才不会太惨。形容词勤劳、勤奋的就是 diligent. You just need to be diligent.做备份就是 backup. Please backup your computer files. 必须要付钱给恶意释放这个病毒的人才能解决这种病毒。Susie 觉得这种方式勒索敲诈真的是糟透了。It's horrible. 形容词 horrible 在口语中表达糟糕透了。James 和 Taylor 都不赞成付钱给那种人。We shouldn't pay those dishonest people. 形容词 dishonest 就是不诚实、不正直的。
Did you hear about Tina's computer?
Yes, everyone is discussing it. Now I'm worried about my computer.
Well, you can protect yourself. You just have to be diligent. You need to back up your computer and don't open strange email attachments.
I feel so bad for Tina.Should we help her pay to get her files back?
No. She could pay and still not get her files.
James starts out this conversation with a good question. This is a way to bring up a topic or some news.
Yes. Did you hear about Tina's computer? Let's come up with one or two more. Did you hear about Rebecca's cat?She can do tricks.
Did you hear the news? There will be ice cream in the cafeteria later.
Ooh, I didn't hear that. So everyone did hear about Tina's computer. Everyone is discussing it. Peter, let's discuss the word discuss.
Oh, yes, yes. Everyone is discussing it.
And everyone will be discussing today's
calendar phrase.
Everyone is discussing it.
Everyone is discussing it.
每个人都在讨论这件事。
The boss is angry.
I know. Everyone is discussing it.
He says we should work more.
I know. Everyone is discussing it.
He says we should talk less.
I know. Everyone is discussing it.
What does everyone else think?
I don't know. That's why we're discussing it.
Oh!
Everyone is discussing it.
Everyone is discussing it.
每个人都在讨论这件事。
Calendar phrase is always fun. Well, now let's discuss the meaning, discuss. So discuss means to talk about something. It's a focused conversation about a topic.
Well, I am worried about Tina's computer. What can she do? Or what can she do if this doesn't happen anymore?
That's a good question. James says that she needs to be diligent. Oh, but that is a big word.
Yes, diligent. I meet many diligent students. They work very hard. They make sure that they keep learning. When they hear a new word, they make a note. And they are always reviewing. These are diligent learners.
It takes a lot of hard work to be diligent. Tina should back up her files. A backup is an extra copy somewhere else.
Yes. When we back up our computers, we copy the files, the information, and keep it somewhere else.
And we also learn that Tina should not open strange email attachments.
So what are attachments?
Attach means to stick or add on to something. In emails, we attach documents, files, or photos to emails. Then people have to click and open them.
Right, but bad people use this way to hide viruses. When you open the attachment, then they actually open a virus into your computer.
That's right, and most of the time people don't know they opened a virus. Man, I feel so bad for Tina.
I do too, but let's stay positive. Let's go to Christina.
Tina 的电脑出问题 ,Susie 为她感到难过。她说 ,I feel so bad for Tina. 通常我们中文比较不会这样子表达,但是英文却常用。比如朋友很努力的工作,却不受上司的器重,你就说 ,I feel so bad for her. 或者 ,I feel sorry for her. 形容词 sorry 也可以表示难过,觉得对方可怜的意思。相反的，如果你替朋友感到开心，就说 I feel happy for you. 另外，你也可以说 I feel so excited for tomorrow. 我为明天感到兴奋。
Thanks, Christina. We are learning a lot of great stuff today, but it is time for a break. Don't worry, though. We'll be back to learn more right after this. Don't go away. Welcome back, friends. So, Peter, how can you tell if an email is fake?
Oh, well, we need to be careful. If it's a fake email, it probably has a virus. Usually, it is a strange address. You don't know who it is from. You have to read it carefully. And they usually ask you to click on something and open it. Please, do not open it.
That's right, and don't give out your information. That's important, too. Okay, well, I think we have some more to learn with our friends. Let's go see them now.
Taylor, do you think that Tina will pay to get her files back?
I hope not.No one should pay dishonest people.
Well, it is horrible that people try to get money like this.
I know. Her files and pictures are important.
Yes. She had so many good pictures.
I know. But if she pays, then they will just make more ransomware.
We really should be careful with our computers and the internet. There is a bunch of stuff out there that is harmful.
Harmful. These are things that can hurt your computer. And yes, there are. There are viruses. There is ransomware, too. There are identity thieves as well.
Ooh, identity thieves. They steal your information and sell it to someone else, or they use it to buy things.
That happened to me once. Someone tried to use my credit card, but thankfully, it didn't work. The credit card company knew it was stolen already, so they fixed the problem.
Oh, that's great. But what about Tina? Do you think that Tina will pay to get her files back?
I don't know. That's a good question, though. Let's visit Rebecca for more on this.
Hello, friends. Today, I have a very special treat for you, a grammar point. If you want to ask someone if they think that something will happen, you can use this grammar point. For example, do you think that Jennifer will quit her job? Or you could also ask, do you think Sam and Beth will get married? Friends, now it's up to you to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. Friends, make sure to be practicing those kinds of sentences at home, okay?
So our friends are discussing what should Tina do. Taylor does not think that she should pay. She says, I hope not.
Well, I hope that Christina can help us out a little more with this sentence. Here she is.
你想 Tina 会不会真的接受勒索，付钱把档案救回来呢？ Taylor 说 I hope not， 我希望不要。其实这个句子完整的表达是 I hope she won't pay to get her files back。这样子讲真的很长，所以在对话中，只要双方知道他们对话的主题，就可以简短的回答 I hope not。常见的类似短句还有像 I guess not， 我猜不是，或我猜不会，或者 I think not， 我想不是，我想不会。相反的，你可以表达我希望就是如此。I hope so， 我猜也是这样 ，I guess so， 或者我也是这样想的 ，I think so。
Thank you very much, Christina. That is always helpful. So Taylor says a very useful word here. She says dishonest people. Let's discuss this word, dishonest.
We can see the word honest in the word dishonest.When you are honest, you tell the truth. You do what is right.
Right, that is honest. But we see something in front of the word honest. D-I-S. Dis. Dis in front of a word means not. So, not honest. And yes, the people who make the ransomware are dishonest. They lie to people by fake emails.
And if they say they will give your stuff back if you pay, how can you know if they are honest or not? They were already dishonest with the email. Can you trust them?
Yes, it is quite horrible. Hey, Pauline, can you tell us what this word horrible means?
Well, horrible means really, really bad. I think we also learned the word terrible this month. They mean the same thing.If something a little sad or bad happens, we can say, oh, that's too bad. But if it's really, really bad, then we'll say, oh, that's horrible.
That's right. Well, friends, we've learned a lot of key words. Let's practice them together.
Here's your first key word for today. Discuss. Discuss. We discussed thatYesterday.
Diligent. Diligent. He is a very diligent worker.
Back up. Back up. I back up my computer every day.
Horrible. Horrible. That was a horrible thing to say.
Dishonest. Dishonest. Sorry, I was dishonest with you. Okay, friends, there are a lot of useful words there. Keep on practicing them. And now let's review our lesson together.
Did you hear about Tina's computer?
Yes, everyone is discussing it. Now I'm worried about my computer.
Well, you can protect yourself. You just have to be diligent. You need to back up your computer and don't open strange email attachments.
I feel so bad for Tina. Should we help her pay to get her files back?
No. She could pay and still not get her files.
Taylor, do you think that Tina will pay to get her files back?
I hope not. No one should pay dishonest people.
Well, it is horrible that people try to get money like this.
I know. Her files and pictures are important.
Yes, she had so many good pictures.
I know, but if she pays, then they will just make more ransomware.
Well, friends, maybe you heard about this, but there was a famous ransomware that went all around the world. It spread very quickly, too. It spread through millions of computers in hours.
I heard about that on the news. What was it called?
Well, the ransomware was called WannaCry.
Oh, I heard some companies and organizations also were infected.
Yes, this went to many different places. Ransomware also hit businesses, big businesses that we all know, like car companies. Also, some governments were hurt by this as well. One of them was in Britain. When it happened, it closed 36 hospitals across the country.
Oh.
Or not closed, but it closed their computers up.
Wow, that sounds really serious. How did it happen?
Well, ransomware spread like a worm virus, which means it goes from machine to machine, computer to computer. Then people click on the link and it keeps spreading.
Oh, so that's why it's so important we don't click on email links that we don't know.
Yes, once the virus is in the computer, you have a lot of problems, just like our friend Tina.
Oh, poor Tina. Although, at least, it's not a hospital.
Right. Well, friends, we hope you enjoyed this chit-chat. Now let's see what James and Ginger are up to.
I don't like ransomware.
Me either. It's a big problem. Everyone is discussing it.
So what can we do?
First, everyone needs to be diligent.
Diligent?
Yes. Back up your computer files.
Copy them?
Yes. And keep them in a safe place.
Ooh, what else?
Don't open strange attachments.
Oh, but I like clicking things.
Well, don't. Dishonest people like to make money from ransomware.
I feel bad about that, especially if it's my money.
So don't pay.
But my files are lost forever. I feel so bad.
How can I help you feel better?
You can't. Nothing can make me feel better.
How about this?
A banana! I feel better already. Thanks.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and to get some answers. Today, we're talking about paying for things. Please help me welcome Ms. Payment to the show.
Hello, Rob.
Hello, Pay. Now, Pay, you work at a bank, right?
Yes. I help save people money and spend their money.
Well, great. Then you can help us answer today's question. Our question today comes from Amelia Taguchi of Roland Heights, California. Amelia writes, I am in the fifth grade. My teacher gave us some homework. He asked us to think of five ways that people can pay for things. I can only think of two. Pay with cash and pay with credit card. What are some other ways?
That's a great question, Amelia. Let me help you answer it.
Thanks, Pei. We appreciate it.
So, Amelia, you are right. Two of the most popular ways to pay for things is with cash or with a credit card.
When you pay with cash, you use paper money or coins.
Right. When you pay with a credit card, you use a card from a bank. The bank will keep a record of the money you spent and will send you a bill later.
Yes. So what are some other ways to pay for things?
Well, another way is to pay with a debit card.
What's the difference between a credit card and a debit card?
When you use a credit card, you are borrowing money from a bank. When you use a debit card, the money comes out of your bank account.
I understand. So how else can people pay for something?
Well, in many countries, people write checks to pay for things.
Can you explain how checks work?
Sure. Banks give their customers a book of checks. When someone wants to pay for something, they write a check. They put the amount of money they need on the check and sign their name. Then they give it to someone to pay for something.
Okay. We have four ways. Is there one other way people can pay for things?
Yes. People can now pay for things with their computers or smartphones.
How does that work?
People enter their information into an app or a website. When it's time to pay for something, the money will be electronically transferred from one account to another.
I see. I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Friends, thanks for joining us today and yesterday to learn about this important topic. I think ransomware kind of sounds scary to me.
Right, but if I think about what to do not to have ransomware, it's not that hard. Just don't click on emails if I don't know who they are from, and keep an extra copy of the things that are important to me, like my pictures and files.
That's right. Thanks, friends, for joining us today, and we'll see you again tomorrow, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.